This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
How does this sound to you? 8 days.
Okay.
Of trekking.
Yep.
40 kilometres a day.
Ooh, that's pretty full on.
In over 40 degree heat.
Oh.
You'll cover 1,000 sand dunes.
Wow.
Which sounds pretty cool. All in the Simpson Desert. This giant trek is for young people who face disability. It's raising awareness for the work that young care do to help them. That to me sounds like a lot of pain.
I kind of would be, it would be fun because I hear like desert landscapes at nighttime are just absolutely incredible. And you see the stars better than anywhere on earth in kind of desert landscapes. So I guess I would want to do it, but 40 Ks a day is huge.
It is huge. And young care, we're just about to hear now from their CEO, Anthony Ryan. They do work with young people in disabilities. With disabilities, hoping to give them better care than they would otherwise receive. Got the chance to catch up with Anthony yesterday to hear about what those needs are specifically and also why they started.
There was four founders who I all went to school with, and at my uncle's hotel, they all met, and we're all waiting staff. And that staff a mate of mine, Dave Connery, fell in love with one of his fellow waitresses, and Siobhan was her name, and they got married. And later on in the marriage, Siobhan developed late-onset MS, and it was quite aggressive. And Dave was determined to care for his wife as much as he possibly could, but as it became more aggressive, he realised that he had to start seeking alternative care models. And when he went out there, he realised there was nothing there. There was nothing there for young people, nothing designed to suit their needs, nothing to fill a place that didn't look like an aged care. And with horror, he realised that he was going to have to put her into an aged care facility. And his mates gathered around him, found him one day totally disconsolate, and it became an ultimate statement of friends. The other three joined him, who became the four founders of Young Care. They each left their fairly high-powered jobs. They were all kicking goals, definitely in the corporate world. Matty Lawson, Simon Lockyer, and Nick Bonifant, they joined Dave. And all of a sudden, Young Care was formed. And what developed, particularly in the communities that they existed in, was this huge support mechanism, because they realised this was totally altruistic. This was about mateship, and was also about impacting the disability sector, the youth disability sector, that had in most cases been totally forgotten by government, totally forgotten by and the community wasn't aware of the horror that existed on their doorstep.
Yeah, because for people who may not be familiar with the need of youth with disability, how many Australians are we talking about? What kind of needs do they have?
Well, it depends how you define that. Our numbers are that right now, there are approximately 7,000 young Australians living in aged care, where they are totally depressed, that their needs are not being met. But not only not being met, that they're actually in facilities that they've got a physical disability, but they're also becoming depressed by what's on offer. But the more telling statistic, and the most recent one that we have been given by government, is that there are over 700,000 young people at risk of entering aged care in their lifetime.
So how does an organisation like Young Care, and hopefully others that do develop, that do help youth with disability, how do they differ in the care they offer as opposed to a traditional aged care facility?
For sure. So if you look at an aged care facility, they're designed for people towards the twilight years, and they have a particular purpose. But if you look at a facility for someone, let's utilise an example of someone that may have aggressive MS or has received an acquired brain injury through a car accident. So they're confined to an electric wheelchair. Think about the home or the apartment that we're designing, right from the outset, right from the front door, needs to be designed differently. It has to be an electronic door. It needs to be able to be wider to fit in The chair needs to be able to, as you go into people's rooms, the chair needs to be able to have full 360 degree circumference around each side of the bed. The bathrooms have to be designed differently to fit the required needs. You have to have hoists next to every one of the beds to allow them to go there. But that's just the specifics. What really is it about is designing something where they can get access to social media, designing how your house would look.
Right.
What we keep saying is young people deserve young lives.